Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk! Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not from 1,200, 300. See, we've been doing this show since 2003. But you're not the host. I am 244 at WBDGS 244-9234. That can call in. You can't call in. I called the Janet Jackson button. So you can call in if you want to. But I got a full studio of students. Let me turn my headphones up a little bit here. And let me see. Here we go. Up. There we go. Up. Yeah, that's better. Got a full studio of students and educators here today. We got to talk about some great things going on here at Ben Davis High School. So stick and stay, don't go away. Before I get to that, Mr. Producer, good morning.
Good morning, Emerson.
Got some good news, bro. What's up with this college decision, man?
I applied like a few weeks ago to Ball State because I was planning on just going to a trade school and just getting my certification to be a professional photographer, I decided to go to Ball State, and I'm hoping to major in photography and intermedia and maybe minor in criminology.
Push the magic button! Man, that's awesome! I'm so proud of you, man! That's great, man. That's an awesome choice, man. Ball State's good university. Was it hard making decision?
It was. I had a very good mentor, though, Mr. Dixon, who worked for the MIG.
Right.
He kind of like, without, I guess, him trying to change my mind, he changed my mind about college. So, and I don't know. He's just been like a really good mentor for me and has helped me.
That's awesome. Because one thing about high school, whether you go to college or not, but try to get some post-secondary education. Life is tough with just a high school diploma. Ask me, I know. I got 12 credit hours from ISU, you know. But life is tough unless you're somebody like millionaires that just happen to do it with a high school diploma. And there's a handful of those out there, too. So but that's great. That's good news. Well, that's news. Speaking of news, what's going on the thing we call the Big Board?
The Wayne Winter Games and Giant Health Fair is at the Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center in the Ben Davis MPA from 9 a.m. to noon, and that's tomorrow, Saturday, February 2020. And then School Talk with Emerson happens every Friday at 7:30 a.m., and then our replays are on 2 p.m. on Sunday. And then girls basketball is tonight. It's Ben Davis in the sectional at Pike at 7:30. And boys basketball is tomorrow, Avon at Ben Davis at 1:30. And make sure to follow WBDG on all social media at WBDG Indy. Our podcasts are on audioboob.com. Just search WBDG FM, and our request line is 317-244-94.
Awesome. Woo, go Bass, Bass. Good, Bass. Okay. Cool. Man. What's that thing you just read? What was that thing called? Anyway, I got a full studio full of guests, student guests. Let me get to it. We got an awesome topic today. And my mama always said that ladies go first. So I'm going to go with my ladies' introduction first. And I got, y'all know I butcher names. Vivica? Okay, where's she at? Miss Allen? Miss Allen, like my last name, Allen. That's so cool. Vivicana?
Viviana.
Viviana, okay. What college you going to?
UCLA.
And what grade you are?
Junior.
Now? You're junior now? UCLA. Why UCLA?
I want to go out of state.
Okay.
And that's a college that I've been looking at for actually a couple years now. They're really good on sports. High GPA, whatnot.
Yeah.
Good location, too.
Good weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sunshine. Mm-hmm. Not in this cold weather we got here in Indiana. Awesome, awesome decision. I got Miss Hayes. Where you at, Miss Hayes?
Right here.
Okay, and your first name? See, I don't want to butcher somebody's beautiful name, so I'm just going to go by the last and let them pronounce it first.
My name is Yesenia.
Yesenia. She's been here before, y'all. She's been on the airwaves of Giant 90.9. And what year you been to this high school?
I am a senior.
And what college?
I'm going to Ball State.
And what you want to major in?
I'm majoring in nursing.
Nursing? Mm-hmm. I love my nurses. And you know why? Yep. Because I'm a prostate cancer survivor, and my nurses took care of me. I was like a baby in high school. Take care of me. And they come in and they say, you want something? I said, yeah. You want some more water? Yeah. Pump your pillow? Yeah. It's not a hotel, boy. I know. But the nurses take care of you. That's so awesome. That is great. So why Ball State?
I'm going to Ball State because I do want to be a nurse, of course, but mm-hmm. I also still want to have that performing aspect to my life. So mm-hmm. Still have some dance or singing part of it. And Ball State is a good choice.
That's cool. All right. That's cool. That's cool. All right, Mr. Griffin. Where you going? What grade?
So I'm a senior.
Yeah. And where are you going to high school? In college? Are you going to high school? I got to Ben Davis. College?
I'm still deciding between IU and Ball State.
You know what happens if you don't go to college, right?
What happens?
I will show up at your house and eat up all your food. So you got to go to school.
I need to leave then.
You better go. That's great. So why the indecision?
I don't know, because I just don't want to make the wrong decision.
Smooth.
Yeah, because it's a big choice, so making the wrong decision could, you know, make the college experience not as good.
Yeah, so I'm so just true.
Trying to see where God leads me with that.
That's my man. Got those rusty knees, y'all. Y'all know something about praying. You know about that. So knees, rusty knee. Never. That's not sure. Okay, Mr. Blackman, where you at? Back here in the corner.
Yeah, I'm in the corner.
Okay. Wait a minute. Mr. Griffin, now pronounce your first name. It's so cool.
Joe Quinn.
That's my name. Say, Mr. Joe Quinn. All right, so cool. All right, Mr. Blackman. And tell me more about you, college and grade.
I'm a senior here at Ben Davis.
Okay.
And college, I'll be attending IU Bloomington next fall. Potentially vocal major and a minor in ethnic cultural studies.
Ooh, I sound official already. Okay, why those two majors?
Because music is a big part of my life, and mm-hmm. it's a potentially a career that I want to go in and pursue. And also, I'm very big on diversity mm-hmm. because I'm very diverse myself.
Yeah.
And also, I'm very big on culture. And hopefully, I can take that minor, and if it becomes a major, I can get into corporate America and be in relations with public relations and cultural and diversity affairs with foreign countries.
Ooh. Wow. Y'all awesome. Push the magic button, everybody. Yeah! And I got my teacher in the room. Yeah. Mrs. Harrison, how you doing back here in the corner? I know you didn't want to talk, but how you doing?
Doing wonderful, thank you.
Awesome students.
We are very blessed. We love our students.
And where'd you go to college yet?
I went to Ball State. Chirp, Ball State.
Oh, hey. In the house. Why'd you pick Ball State way back?
The music education program is nationally ranked, and the size of the campus was wonderful because mm-hmm. it wasn't overwhelming like one of the like other state schools, but it also wasn't itty bitty, so it was a nice size school for mid sized school.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, thank you. I love my teachers. I love them. So we're talking about here. We got some giants in the house. We got some awesome giants in the house. We're talking about the Giant Spectacular, Liverpool Dream, Royal Deluxe, the world's leading street theater company in the world. I mean, they got giants, 13 million people walking giants down the street, and they're doing great. It's giants, man, big giant walking down the street in Liverpool in New England. And their theme for their final visit to Liverpool is a giant spectacular, the world's Liverpool dream.
I'm going to stop you right there. It's you're talking about a different giant spectacular.
No, it's the giant spectacular in Liverpool, right? In Rome, Britain.
No, this is the Ben Davis giant spectacular.
Oh. Oh, my bad. I got the wrong slide here.
Yeah, it's a different one. This is from Ben Davis. Ben Davis.
I'm sorry. I was reading one Liverpool region over in the heart of the Giants. People say Giants roam the streets of Liverpool and New Britain. My bad. Okay, let me go back. I'm sorry. Y'all excuse me. I'm 65 years old, and I get the wrong slide sometimes. There it is. Ah, my bad, my bad. It's the 2020 Ben Davis Giant Pataca competition on February 15th, 2020. Right? That's the right day. Push the magic button, yeah! It's going to be here, y'all, the Ben Davis High School. Awesome choirs. You know, these are some awesome singers and performers. Does anybody know who's coming? I looked on the website. I don't know who's coming. Who's coming? Come on.
I am personally ready to see NC come. I don't know who's all coming, but NC is one of my favorites to watch.
Anybody got any more favorites? Because I don't know who's coming. I booked online. I got the wrong Britain. I went to Britain first and then over in France. But I don't know who's all attending. What choirs are coming?
I know Franklin Center is coming, and they're always exciting to watch. So I'm ready for them.
Do y'all get goosebumps after watching the other form? These are like, we got y'all. It's like a competition, like basketball, football. We got y'all.
So it can go both ways, because it's like, one, you're like scoping out your competition, and then two, it's like, they're pretty good. So it just depends on how you feeling.
So we got the Ben Davis premieres, we got the Ben Davis sounds, and hosting it, and Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center preview. So how were our choirs? How many of our choirs will be there? Just one choir? Four, five, six, four choirs?
So it's all four of the competition choirs. We know that preview, there'll be assisting people in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. But all of us will be there. Sounds, Purple Airs, and Premieres, all three of the varsity ensembles, will be doing exhibition performances for judges and the other schools.
It's for everybody. How does it feel to be on stage performing? Is it nerve-wracking? Is it nervous? Is it like you got a big head? Is it like you're floating out there in La La Land? It's like, you know, I can do this, or y'all can't touch this. Nah. What's it like? Anybody? Go ahead, Miss Allen.
I think for me, especially performing, especially like dancing, not so much as singing, but like dancing, I get like adrenaline when I'm on stage, so it's just really exciting, especially performing with girls in sounds. There's 63 of us. Being on stage with all of the girls that we get to know all year, and being like, we're just like sisters. It's like a sisterhood. Yeah. So get to perform with like your sisters, it's like the best feeling.
Well, it have to be, and anyone can chime in, because that's awesome. Tight quarters, it's got to be in unison. Your voice has got to be together. If you're not, you sound like a broken record. You know, and that's not too cool. You know, I like rap, but you know, but y'all can, you can. So, who want to address that? You know, how many hours do you guys put in, as far as practicing?
A lot. So we have a class period every day.
Yeah. We have a 44-minute class period every day, and the show choirs, we practice after school for 2 hours, 2 days a week. So we put in a lot of time in December trying to learn all the choreography. We put in a week or two, like after school, from like 3:30 to 8, Monday through Friday. Yeah. So it's time-consuming, but it's...
Can you guys go back to the days and way back? No, not that far back. But back when you was in elementary school, maybe even middle school, maybe even before that, when did you first even think about getting in show choir? Everybody's got a story, so go ahead, start Ms. Hayes.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Okay.
So I actually was in percussion my seventh grade year because of the fact I thought show choir, I mean not show choir because it wasn't show choir back then. I thought choir was corny, and I like looked at them and their little dresses and them doing little two steps. It wasn't cute to me. But then we got to the, you know, performing level at the high school, and I don't know, it was by God's grace I got into preview, because Lord knows I was like, I did not care in middle school. Like, there was no way I should have been in preview.
Right.
So for me to make it up to preview or whatever, like, I'm gracious. And yeah, I've come a long way, because now I am one of my favorite performers myself.
Richard Blackman?
Like I said, music has always been a part of my life. And originally, I started off as an instrumentalist, but I've always wanted to venture out into music vocally, because I was singing way before I even picked up an instrument. Mm-hmm. So it was my eighth grade year. And my stepsister, she was actually in Sotto Voce, which is a non-competition choir. But we had come to cabaret, and we had come to things like Spring Spec. And I remember it was the first time, not only that I have ever saw premieres, but I saw Purple Airs and they started singing and they were walking down the aisle. And that's a choir I want to be a part of. Like, I wasn't so focused on premieres, but once I got into premieres and I saw how better it didn't, it made me better not only as a vocalist, but as a performer, since this is a area and this is something that I want to do with my life. So I'm gracious for the opportunities, and I thank all the directors for their time and their consideration for putting me in both the ensembles. But yeah,
Mr. Griffin,
like these two, I would have started off in playing an instrument as well. I was going to play the clarinet, and then I had drop band, and then when I moved to Indy, I joined choir, and from then I knew that, like, that's what I wanted to do. Like, I love music. And
I've seen you up here a couple of times. You be smiling. You be smiling. You be enjoying yourself though.
Fun. I have a lot of fun.
I've seen that. You know, I've caught you over the years. So you definitely, it's on your face. It's all on your face. Like, be eating food, you know, be all on your face. Y'all know about that. Miss Allen, back in the corner. When, where, how?
So, seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
I decided to actually play the oboe.
Okay.
But like a week into that, I was like, nah.
Could be the tuba, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, and then I joined choir. That was all right. Seventh grade. Eighth grade, I tried out for Feminique for Chapel Hill.
Okay.
Which is like their eighth grade all girls show choir.
Right, right.
And then we came and like special guests for cabaret, and then we watched the high school perform, and that was a really cool experience. Kind of normal for me. I just saw them and I was like, yeah, that looks like something that I'd want to do.
Yeah, it's cool. I looked on the World Wide Web and talked about show choirs traces its origins as activity in the United States in the mid-1960s, and also talked about how much Indiana, and a lot of Indiana conversation there. Two college groups also influenced the show choir: Indiana University, Singing Hoosiers, and University Singers of Ball State University, which is really kind of cool. And then they say back in the first high school swing choir invitational in the world was held during 1974 school year at Bishop Lures High School in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Indiana all over the place when it comes to this choir. I did sing in Glee Club. I sung solo. Solo, yep, you couldn't hear me. But I did sing in Glee Club when I was in one of my high schools back in Terre Haute. It was kind of cool. All male choir. Yeah. I don't know what I was doing. They made me do it. I was trying to get a credit, you know. I did take karate in college. Got a credit for that, too. Anyway, so that's a whole new different story. Marion High School is in the history books when it comes to Glee Clubs. So Indiana's all over. And pertains to the history of the show choirs. As it pertains to, things that you learned, what are some things have learned, life lessons, by being in show choir? School is, to me, an extension of life to a certain degree, where it gets you ready to deal with the real world when you get out of these walls. How has show choir helped you guys get ready for the real world once you get out of high school, into college, and out there in the world? Anybody can go for it.
Well, all of us that are here are on the show, the choir's leadership team. So we have to sometimes take a step back from the group to like oversee the whole thing and see what can be fixed. And it really teaches you how to deal with different people and like how if you want to lead, you got to lead by example most of the time. And you can't let the small things that other people do or say affect how you perform. And that's just in life in general, not just performing on a stage, perform in your house, your relationships, your job. So that's something that's taught me.
Good point.
For me, one thing I have learned is not everybody's going to want something as bad as you do. Yes, we're all a part of the same group. We're all in Sounds and Premieres, but not everybody in Sounds and Premieres wants it as bad as I do. Not everybody wants Grand Champs as bad as I do. They just want to, you know, perform. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, too. But like, knowing that y'all all don't necessarily have the same goal, but y'all all in there for almost the same reason, mm-hmm. that's taught me a lot. So, like, you know, I have to respect that.
Okay.
I can't just force everybody to want it.
Cool. Anyone else? Miss Allen, want to join anything today? Well, I got a question, too. As you deal with the show, I know this is a cliche. The show must go on. and it will go on. Like, I relate that to life. If you got a job and you decide, I ain't going in. Forget them. I ain't going to work today. I quit. I ain't going to work. I forget them. I don't like them anyway. So you don't go. That store is still going to open up. That business is still going to open its doors, regardless if you're there or not. So with the attitude, the show must go on. How does that affect you when you perform, knowing that it's going to go on no matter what you think or affect you in any way? Calvin? Anybody? Anybody? No? Good. I'm glad it don't. Because it will go on. Do you understand that, though? Do you really understand? You are not the big toe here. I'm just kidding.
No. When conflict or anything that happens, let's say somebody doesn't show up for rehearsal or somebody doesn't show up for a show and everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off,
mm-hmm.
the show does have to go on. I mean, and you shouldn't worry about it in the moment because of the simple fact you're on stage, you're performing, you're doing what you love, you're doing what you're picked to do, you're put on the stage for a reason. But after that, personally, for me, I always think about the future and I always think about things that are going to happen next. So I'm like, okay, now that we're done, you know, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Are they still part of the group? Are they going to show up tomorrow? You know, is someone going to have to sing their solo? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a balance in between being worried and being concerned about what happens afterwards, but you shouldn't let it affect you in the moment.
Right. And this question might get some of y'all in trouble, so you can take the fifth if you want to. But behind every great performer, there's a great teacher. I want to know, who is the teacher behind you guys as it pertains to where you are at right now? Who's that great teacher? Now, it could be a choir teacher, it could be a math teacher, it could be an English teacher, but who's that teacher that you can say, that's the teacher?
Can we use multiple teachers?
Okay. You can use multiple teachers.
So one one teacher is my elementary school music teacher, Miss Radke. She saw the potential in me before anybody else, and she actually told my mom at the age of 7 that she seen me going somewhere and that she felt like I was, not that I was better than everybody, but she saw the potential in me to be, you know, to be better than everybody, and she saw that I was serious about music only at the age of 8 years old.
Yeah.
And so there'd be times when she would put me in front of the classroom and we wouldn't even have a lesson for the day. And she'd just be like, we're all going to watch Marcus sing, or we're all going to watch Marcus play the bongos. So that was cool. And then once I moved down to Indianapolis in the 7th grade, my former band teacher, Miss Sherry Brightman, she played a very vital part in me actually deciding that I wanted music to become a career of mine rather than it just be a dream, but to actually pursue it as a career. And she aided me in a lot of ways that a lot of teachers are uncomfortable with stepping outside of their comfort zone with doing, whether that be personally or whether that be musically. Mm-hmm. And then once I got to my sophomore year, the choir directors, I don't want to just choose one specifically, but I would have to say to expand my vocal ability, I would have to own that to Miss Harrison.
Okay.
Once I joined Purple Airs, because the difference between Purple Airs and Premieres is that Purple Airs focuses a lot on vocal technicality,
uh-huh.
and so does Premieres, but with concert choir, you're forced to sing in a different way than what you are in Premieres, right. which is a show choir.
Right.
So I really own that to Miss Harrison.
Okay.
Expanding my musical and my vocal creativity, I would have to own that to Mr. Hughes. And my discipline and my performance value and me, you know, standing within myself and my own beliefs as a performer, I would have to own that to Mr.
Cool.
David.
All right. And Miss Allen, back in the corner.
I wasn't as fortunate as Marcus to have someone believe in me at such a young age. But once I got to the high school, I would definitely have to say Mr. Hughes was really inspiring for me. I've never seen someone as, like, as, like,
Who are you telling? You should sign when he was a student. Girl! That bar is off the chain, but go ahead.
he's so motivated.
Yeah.
And he's such a great performer, and especially, like, coming into Sounds as a sophomore, I feel like he was one of the people that saw the potential in me before I saw it in myself. I feel like he really pushed me to like, go to my limits before, like, anybody else in the room would push me to go there.
Awesome. Who we got?
Who got Mr. Queen? I would say, I would say all of my... educators played a big role in who I am today and how far I've come, but especially my middle school director, Dewana McCalmont.
Okay.
She's actually retiring this year. So, then in high school, all of my directors, because I've worked with all the directors here at Ben Davis, but all of them have helped me in different ways. Ms. Harrison, I'm the most comfortable with, like, singing in front of Miss Harrison, or if I need, like, advice, because she's the least scary of the three. And Mr. David, he helps me in other ways other than music. Like, when I just need to focus or, like, telling us and motivating us, like, that there is a greater purpose other than show choir here. Yeah. And Hughes, he puts so much love into all his students does for us, and it just motivates us all to want to do better.
Yeah, awesome. All right, right. Miss, everybody? No, I got one more, Miss. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Miss Hayes.
Like Joaquin just said, all of my, like, I have a different purpose with each one of my directors. Like, with Miss Harrison, she was the first one in this department to see potential in me, because she was the one that, like, cast me into preview, and I do not know why. Like, I don't. And then Hughes, of course, is my performing aspect, like, motivation, because he performs with me. He's pushing with me. He's telling me, Yesenia, you can belt this. Don't ever put this in your head, boys. Like, he's the one pushing me in that type of range. And Mr. David, he's the one I'm comfortable in, because he's the one that's not as, like, all over the place as Hughes. Like, Hughes is working on 15 things at once. David will give me his time and tell me, if you just, you know, do this, or, like, telling me how to fix my vocals or whatever, but... yeah, they all help me in different ways.
Teaching, it's got to be crazy. I got a teacher in the room, because all y'all got different personalities. I mean, everybody is different. There's no carbon copy of nobody. There's nobody like me, thank God. So we're all different, and then the teacher's got to deal with all these different personalities and get you the unit as one. Because if y'all don't, if one person's going left, one's going right, one's going this, y'all gonna look crazy, look like a bowl of spaghetti up there. And spaghetti's good, but it's not good when you're on stage. That's a different story. But anyway, don't throw spaghetti at me. But that is so awesome. So push the magic button for my teachers. And I got teachers in the room too. That's a task. That is a task. And teachers are so, I can only remember one teacher from my past, Mrs. Bush, don't remember her first name, that maybe even cared about me when I was in high school. Mr. Easter always says, "Nah, Emerson, you had to have more who cared about you when you were in school." But I don't think so. I think only one really, 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 Mrs. Bush, because I remember her. I got spanked by the principal. I don't like him. But anyway, that's a different story. But we had corporal punishment back then. You could get spanked by the principal back then. I'm old, y'all. So this is back in the 60s. So it's like teachers are so important in molding you for the future. And I'm so glad that there were teachers in you guys' lives that you can fall back on and think about, because those lessons you learn in high school will help you as life goes on. Life is tough sometimes. And they always say that if life was supposed to be easy, they would have called it a picnic and not called it life. You know, but you can get through life. Life is cool. Life is cool. It's just hard sometimes. So it's cool. All right. I think we out of time. Before I go, the event is February the 15th. The Ben Davis Choir's Giant Spectacular. It's going to be awesome. parents. I do want to say one thing about parents. All you guys got your parents involved, am I right? If you're not, I'm calling your parent right now on the phone and tell them why they need to be involved.
Yeah.
But this is so great. So I hats off to all the parents. Teach, got anything you want to add to it? Anything I missed?
It's a long day. So we have performances from 8 a.m. until 11:30.
8 a.m. to 11:30? 8 a.m. to 11:30.
We're here earlier than that. We're here later than that.
We're here for about
22
hours.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it a donation for admission? Admission free? Is it a donation? Is it?
It is $10 for adults. Okay.
$10 for adults.
For students.
That's cool. It's worth it. It's worth it. You will enjoy yourself. I know you will. It is a long day, but you got. It's going to be on like February the 15th.
There's also vendors, go too. Ahead.
Vendors?
Yep, vendors are going to be there. So if you come, make sure you bring cash money.
Hey! Yeah, we don't take credit cards. No. And the vendors support the programs. And that's what I like about it, you know. It's all about, one thing is all about y'all. So y'all keep in mind, my radio show is about my students. If I don't have a student producer, this show does not go. I've been doing this show since 2003. And the students are not producing it. The show does not go on the air, and that's just the way it goes. So you guys are so important to us that what we do, and I want you guys to have a great time at the choir. Keep your grades up. Keep going to college. You are some awesome students, and I'm gonna get you out here and get you back to class. And who's Miss Allen? What class are you going to now? What class you got? Where you gonna go? Avid? That's an awesome. I got a Ben Davis graduate working with me. Who came to Ben Davis, he said he loved Avid. He loved Avid. Miss Hayes, what class you got to go to? Miss Hayes, where you going?
We're going to Career Center, Area 35.
Career Center? Mm-hmm. Are y'all going to Career Center?
No.
No.
Where you going?
I'm going to AP Music Theory.
I could have thought that.
I got
professor?
I got to get ready. I got to get ready for my doctorate at IU.
You're on the right way. Miss Griffin, where you going? What class you going to now? Where you going now?
I'm going to Area 30.
What did you say? No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to sell some snacks. No, I'm just playing.
Wait a minute. That happens.
Area 31. Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I remember when I was in the cafeteria, I just sold snacks. That was kind of cool. I had fun as the lunchroom supervisor. That was fun. Miss Griffin, that was fun. I had a lot of fun. That was crazy. That was, that's another story too. But I really enjoyed being the lunchroom supervisor for a while. Man, y'all crazy. I enjoyed it. It was fun. Y'all keep me young. Okay, I'm gonna let you guys go. So thank you for coming in. Thank you for what you're doing here at the high school. Wish you guys all the luck in the world as you go on to college, and I'll see some of you guys again on the airwaves before you graduate. I know I will, but I'm proud of you guys. You know, y'all make me look good. Yeah,
thank you.
The future looks great. Take it out of here. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And still remember, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. It gives me a conniption. Why you want to show your BBDs? I don't understand it. Keep your pants up. I don't want to see your, don't want to see it. Just don't. You guys sag. Do you sag, Mr. Griffin? Huh? You got a belt. B-E-L-T. They got belts on, y'all. B-E-L-T. Ladies, what y'all feel about sagging? Miss Hayes, Miss Allen, what y'all think? What y'all think? Y'all like sagging? Does it look good at all?
No.
It don't look good. It's not even cute. It's not even a fad anymore. I mean, back in the day, okay, y'all remember what was the kids? They wore their clothes backwards. The pants. Who was it?
Criss Cross.
That was a fad. It's gone. Who you know walk around wearing their pants backwards? That ain't on drugs. You know what I mean? I mean. Tom Scott. Who? What's his name? But anyway, you don't do it. It's a fad. Let it go. I get in trouble. Who got next week? I got somebody. Elementary School from Chapel Wood. Chapel. Right across the street. Chapel Wood, yeah. The elementary schools. They'll be in it. I'm asking crazy kids. Yeah. So it'll be fun talking about Chapel Wood's activities next week. So join us for school talk. So the views expressed on school talk. Next to the views of Wayne Township, Bendis High School, Giant 90.9. They're my views and views of my guests. Well, I'll see you next week. Go to class. See you next week on school talk.